I will tell you a little Zen story. On the occasion of his first visiting Rinzai, Kankai had hardly crossed the threshold when Rinzai gently seized him by the neck. Kankai said, "I understand. I understand." Rinzai let him go and said, "For the time being, I omit the 20 blows that you deserve." Kankai lived with Rinzai from that time on, and afterwards used to say, "When I saw Rinzai, there was no talking or explanation. Now I'm quite full, and I feel no hunger." These are Zen people. Rinzai was a very famous master, but he was also known for those that can throw you out the window when you come asking about the truth, what is Buddhahood, or you get the stick in your head or a stone. So he must have been a little bit shaky, this Kankai, when he came. That is the craziness with the Zen masters. You never know, and they all had their own expressions. It is a very male expression. Not many women came there. Some people only understand to get hit. They don't understand the way of flowers. And special man, because the intellect is holding them back. So you had to first get hit, just to shake you up. On the occasion of his first time visiting Rinzai, Kankai had hardly crossed the threshold of his place when Rinzai gently seized him by the neck. "You think you come here to meditate? You think you're just going to give him peace? First, I have to shake off this mind. First, the real thing. When you are empty, then sitting is easy. You are not ready." Kankai say, "I understand, I understand, I understand." He hadn't said anything. He had just given him a good grip and looked at him. So he must have heard stories from before. "I understand, I understand." He didn't understand anything. It was just his fear. That's how the mind can sneak away. "I understand, I understand. Don't hit me." Rinzai didn't give him any chance to ask any questions, because all the questions would come from the mind. This man is not ready. first go deeper, then ask. I understand, I understand, said Kankai. Rinzai let him go and said, for the time being, I omit the 20 blows that you deserve. He should have 20 good blows with his big stick. But Rinzai said, you are not even worthy. You are not worthy of the hits of the master yet. First become real. Then you will understand my blows. No, you are full of fear. That will just mean more separation between me and you. First have a deeper understanding. Then I can hit you. Then you will understand. Then you will be happy. I omit the 20 blows that really you deserve. Let's see what will happen. The poor master, he doesn't do anything unnecessary, only when it's needed, even hitting to try to wake you up. But if you are not in tune enough with yourself, with your heart, with the master, then it will be misunderstood. That is his meaning. You say you understand, you don't understand anything. You deserve a good beating, but there's no point at this stage. Then you will just run away. Your ego will get hurt. No, let's see what's happened from here. If you understood the first teaching, if you get in tune, if you are worth to work on, Kankai lived with Rinzai from that time on. He understood something. That he had to go beyond his mind. There was nothing to say. There was no questions. The only way was to just stop. To get in tune with the master. Kankai lived for Rinzai from that time on, and afterwards used to say, when I saw Rinzai, there was no talking or explanation. Now I'm quite full and feel no hunger. No, I have understood now. I just stopped. Slowly, slowly, years went by, and I got more and more full, more and more satisfied. There was no talking or explanation. What can you talk about? Words only goes that far. The real teaching is beyond the talking, beyond the words. If you don't have any deeper connection, any trust, any love, how can you understand? One word you will feel very happy, another word you will feel very hurt. But he stayed. No, I'm quite full and feel no hunger and no questions. And so it went, and they lived happily ever after. That is a true master and disciple. Then they lived happily ever after. If there is no patience, no love, no trust, then how can you understand that which is beyond the words? The only way is to get in tune. That is the real work. Miracles do happen. No, even Kundan wrote to me. He said he likes dynamic. No, I told him, and I told you all the time, do dynamic, many things. It's good for you. Use the opportunity when the energy is happening. Then he wrote to me afterwards, I really like dynamic. Surprise, surprise. You can have your ideas, you have to put all your ideas away. It's the time for everything. Just be open. Soon the retreat is finished, then it will be much more difficult. He says, dynamic makes me happy. Woo! Before it was just thinking about dynamic, it makes me sad. That is the mind. No, reality is you do dynamic, it makes you happy. This is how life is. Dynamic makes me happy. And I guess that's no bad thing. You bet it's no bad thing. And I feel fresh. I start the new day clean. It gives me more energy. It feels like I'm moving all stuff away to have place for the new. Getting more flexible for the new day. Everything, the senses is becoming stronger, more open. Seeing colors stronger. Hearing more clearer. Tasting more better. Everything is more sensitive. It's not a bad thing, Kunda, not a bad thing. Remember. And you have to remind yourself, because the mind is lazy. The mind wants to stay in the suffering. The mind wants to stay stiff. Some people, breathing in the morning, is jogging, dance, yoga, tai chi, whatever. But if you do dynamic, you do everything in one packet. Yahoo! Kunda, I can't imagine. Very good, very good.
When you love body, mind, heart, and soul. bridal chamber is looking particularly bright.
Bright.
Go ahead, ask. Ask me about love, and I will tell you the essence of man. Ask me of an intellect gone mad, and I will show you a soul departed for good. Ask me of 100 calamities, of 100 life transformations. Ask me of 100 deserts engulfed in fire. Ask me of 100 oceans red with blood. Go ahead, ask me. I am an atom. You are like the continents of the sun. I am a patient of love. You are like medicine for me. Without wings, without feathers, I fly about looking for you. I have become a rose, and you are like the wind. Take me for a ride. Luz et vestu demo, nemido nestem. Shapo to koyu demo. زنده بودم به خود که من بودم، من جمله تو نمی‌دانستم. By day I praise you, never knew it. By night I stayed with you, and never knew it. I always thought that I was me.
Beloved Master, what did you do to me when you had me up there before you at satsang the other day? I left the tent thinking, wow, that was pretty intense. But I think I can handle it. The freight train had already run over me. But like one of those cartoon characters, I hadn't realized it yet. Then a couple of hours later, wham! Poor Devavi must have been wondering what kind of a worker she got for the basement cleaning. And yet, I had the kind of satori doing it. Thoughts like, am I squeezing the mop into this drain? Or am I the mop being squeezed into this drain? The mind can't function anymore. That's what Changtuses say. Am I this butterfly, or is this butterfly me? Am I dreaming that I'm awake? Or am I sleeping, dreaming I'm awake? No, Avilash had a new one. Am I squeezing the mop into this drain? Or I am the mop being squeezed into this drain? No sense of limits anymore. Could it be that enlightenment is close? I tell you, Avilash, it's closer than the drain. Master, if you are drawing up one of those lists, make sure my name is on it. I'm nearly there. That's great. Nothing makes me more happy that you are nearly there, or you are there. Seriously though, I was deeply moving to witness and feel today the tremendous effort you are making just by being there for us all and giving these beautiful satsangs. Eternal gratitude to my wonderful bliss pudding from yours, Blanche Avilaj. No, I couldn't even write more, even if I wanted to. That's how it goes, Avilaj. But still you can write. Write when you can. Soon, you will be useless. What is this? Nobody has heard about this Blanche writing anything. Much less a mop. Mop can clean, and that's much more valuable. Cleaning is much more valuable than writing. I love cleanliness. And then you write one more, not for satsang, his first. I don't know what that means. Beloved Master, I'm so grateful that you did not read out my other Latin satsang. The one we just read, where it would have been quite out of place. Avilaj, you have to learn, you don't know what is out of place or into place. What is out of place, I can bring easily into place. What is into place, I can write out of place. This is nothing to do with you. You never know. This is a mystery place. You can think all you want. Be happy. Know you are happy. I show you happiness. What do you know about being happy? Relieved that I didn't write. Know you feel really... When I write it, I turn everything upside down. No, I want to leave behind that kind of mental cleverness and be with you more and more in the heart. I feel today was really a turning point for me in this retreat and in my life as a whole. Thank you so much. Love, Avilaj. Very good, Avilaj. If it's a true turning point into something better, I'm very happy. Beloved, I have come closer. How can I express my gratitude? It's not possible. Your love is more than I can take, but I just want more and more and more in total bliss puddingness, Vimal. When you can't take any more and you still want more, then who is that? When you say, please, please, no more, and you want more, who is that that wants more? Huh? That is the good one. Then you explode then. And when you explode, then no more. Then only bliss left. Rumi says, die inside this love and rise in spirit. Die and cut this ego's rope that holds you a prisoner. take an axe to the wall and dig a way out of your prison. Die, die before the beautiful king, and you will become mighty. Die, die, and rise out of this cloud. You will shine like the glorious moon. Be silent, for silence is the sure sign of death. From your silence, life will trumpet louder than any sound. That is sound that comes from silence. That is the blissful sound. That is the Aum. That sound that comes from silence. Be silent. Then you will be safe.